say, Koriv lehachalas Yisrael kotshe machutz. It look, what you're doing looks, it looks as if you're telling the Yidin to eat kotshe machutz.
Hey, since you mamish taking this piece of meat and roasting it, mamish the way they roasted the Korim Pesach, it looks like they're eating kotshe machutz. So now the diak is, what's also to do? Mekulis in. Only if they roasted the whole kid, the whole complete kid. That's the way they roast the Korim Pesach. That's what's also. Of Ishain Mekulis loy. But Mashmer Kozman, you didn't roast the whole kid altogether. Just you bought one piece of meat. You bought a roast. Mashmer, the one piece of roast that you bought, that would be mutter to roast. The only thing you can't roast, you can't make tzli, is only if you have the whole kid altogether. So Drashi Ishain the Mekulis loy. The kashil rav is a kashan rav. The yoma bosa grade the mechel b'pesach. You say you can't even buy and say this meat bosa zel pesach, even a regular piece of roast. And he was saying, what's osir? Only the whole kid roasted all together. But mashma piece of meat would be mutter. And the gemara, amri like this, mekulis. If you have the whole kid roasted all together, then loishana omar loishana loyomar. There's no nafkamina when you bought it. You said Pesach, or even if you didn't say it, still it's saucer. Because if you roast the whole kid altogether, that in itself looks as if you're making it L'Shem Korban Pesach. So it looks as if you're eating kutchim now, chutz from the Beis HaMikdash. Mashenke ain't shame the makulis. Let's say you don't buy a whole kid together, or you're not roasting the whole animal together. No, you only bought a piece of meat, and you're roasting just one piece of meat by itself. Then we say, Pirish in. If you said that bosses zela pesach, this meat should be for pesach, that's also loy pirish loy. But if you didn't speak out clearly and say that this piece of meat should be for bosses zela pesach, that's mutter. So there's no serum. We're talking about not the whole kid, just a piece of meat. Then it's only us if you say bosses zela pesach. Tomorrow. Ravacha Masnilo Loho Masnisen Krebishim. Ravacha learned that who was the one that said over this mice of Tudis? It was Rebbe Shimon. He was the one that said it over. Fredigmor Masnilo Rosheshis. Shosheshis has a kashna on Ravacha. Bishleim le mandatoni lo Kreb Yosi. Bishleim the first man, the Yoma, that said, who was the one that said over this mice? It was Rebbe Yosi. Then Nicha, then it's good. That according to Rebbe Yosi, I can understand that if somebody roasts the whole kid all by itself, it looks like you make kutchim bachutz, and that's why it's also. El leman de maslak Reb Shimon, but Rav Acha that said that Reb Shimon was the one that said over this halacha, mi nich is it good? And according to Reb Shimon, why should there be any shayla that looks like you make kutchim bachutz? The Atanan, we learned like this. Reb Shimon poiter. Reb Shimon says, yapote, there's no way to kutchim, shlohis nadev kederach hamas nadvim. Because the person did not make it kutchim the way you are supposed to. If you don't speak out the right lushen of Hegdish, you cannot make something Hegdish. So the kasha here is also, here you went and bought a kid. So you weren't mocked the shit b'shas the animal was alive. You first bought a piece of meat that's cut up, that's geshochten already. So if you made the shrita, you can't be mocked the shit anymore for Korban Pesach. So according to Reb Shimon, it's only chal Hegdish if your mama speak out, you want it to be Hegdish the way it's supposed to. But whenever you speak out the wrong lushen, nothing is chal at all. So according to here, there shouldn't be any chash at all. Let's see Rashi. We have Shimon Poiter. Rashi boy mehareya lai mincha min asorim. If somebody says lashon like this, I want to bring a mincha, but from what? From Bali. So Rabbi Shimon says the person is potter. He has no chiv at all to bring a mincha. Why? The tanan bimlochis neivim min achitim. Usually you have to bring a mincha from wheat. There's no such thing as bringing mincha from Bali. The chiv on the yom areya lai mincha. When a person said Harayel Mincha, is Tafas Lashon Rishon. That's what the Rabbanon say. That when a person says Harayel Mincha, he meant the same O Mincha in a Bo Min Asorim is Nedava Hilchach Yavim Min Achitim. When a person said Harayel Mincha, he meant to say he wants a Mincha. After he says Sorim later, we don't listen to him because you can't bring a Mincha from Bali. So therefore, it's as if he said I meant to bring it from wheat, and he has a Chiyuv to bring from wheat. That's the Tanakama. Rabbi Shimon points. Rabbi Shimon says nothing doing. This person is potter for being in a mincha. Why? To Yomar, he says, "Afne gemar dvar v'ad mitzvas." No, the person said one statement. We have to listen to everything he said. V'nidvat v'daita l'chol ma'ashem oitzipiv. And he meant to say everything. He meant to say clearly, "Harei alai mincha sorim." I want to be mechayiv myself to bring a mincha, but what type of a mincha? Only from Bali. Now the mincha sorin is kavin. V'sover Reb Shimon holds shodem yochlis nadav lahavi kain ulafikach ein betvorv klum. If this person thinks he could bring it, but really you're not allowed to bring it, so therefore nothing is chal. But now the kasher is now v'ayin meichel gedi mekulas nami. My karv lekotcher machutzika. Here, when this tud is told all the people in Rome to go and buy their kids, their meat, and roast the whole animal together, halay mechayim lekarv lo shem pesach. They didn't call this animal a korban pesach when the animal was still alive. They went to the butcher and they bought the animal after it had a shechita done to it already when it was mace. The afilu haya korban lashem b'shas liya. Even if they would speak out the pharis b'shas they're roasting this kid. I want this kid now to be a korban pesach. The afilu haya korban lashem b'shas liya shlagaderach hamakdishimu v'yein hashem chalalov. According to Rav Shimon, nothing is chal. If you b'shas you're roasting this whole kid, but you didn't say it should be korban pesach before when it's still alive. You only said it now after you made the shechita. So now it's not a derech. You can't make a hegdish now. So what's the whole shaila here? It looks like you're eating kotchim machutz. No, kotchim can't be chal on this item. It can only be chal kotchim if you made the hegdish when the animal's still alive. But here after shechita you can't do it. So what's the wrong? What did Tudis do wrong? How could you say Reb Shimon said that Tudis did something wrong? According to Reb Shimon, he didn't do anything wrong. Reb Shimon knows nothing is chal. So from the Gemara, Maskel or Rashashis, Bish, Omelet, so Omelet Ravina said back to him, Omelet Ravina, Le Ravashi, so Ravina told back to Ravashi, Oman de Maskel or Reb Yosi, the one that learns and goes according to Reb Yosi, mean Icha, is it good even according to Reb Yosi? It's also no good. The Yomar Rav, a Rav said like this, that Rabbi Shimon Beshitas Reb Yosi Yomra, Rabbi Shimon that says, that you don't just listen to the first word he said, but you have to listen to the whole thing he said, goes according to Reb Yosi. Reb Yosi was the one that said, Af the Gemar Dvorim or the Mitzvahs. You have to listen to the whole statement he said. The Yomah, what did Reb Yosi say? Af the Gemar Dvorim or the Mitzvahs. Even the end of the sentence, you have to listen to the whole sentence he says, and you have to listen to the end words. So Reb Shimon's hope shot only goes according to Reb Yosi. So who Reb Yosi is the one that says you have to go back to his last words? So who Reb Yosi holds like Reb Shimon also. So Mar says, my love, isn't it? Me, the Reb Shimon, Savlok Reb Yosi, since Reb Shimon holds like Reb Yosi, that when somebody says two statements, you can't just take the first statement, like here, the person's in a ray of light, Mincha, and then he says he wants to be from Bali. So Tanakhama says, take the first statement by itself. You want to make a Mincha, period. That you're saying, Surim, it can't be, so throw that away, and we're just left with your first word. Reb Shimon says, no, you have to listen to those things. He only wants to make a mincha from Sirim. And since there's no such mincha, Melo nothing is chal. How did Reb Shimon know that? He knew it from Reb Yosi. Reb Yosi's halacha in Tumur is that if a person says, Harezu Tumuras Oila Tumuras Shlomim. Somebody took one animal and he said, this korban, this animal now should be Tumura. And he had in front of him two different animals. He had a korban oila and a korban shlomim. That's the loch of tamura. You say this animal should be instead of the other animal. So you can say this animal should be instead of an oila. It's like a chalak dushes oila on this animal. But this person said like this. This should be a rezu tamura's oila, tamura shlomim. He said two statements one after another. Now both it can't be. It can either be one or the other. So the Tanakhama says take the first one he said oila first. This animal becomes an oila. And Yosef says nothing doing. The person said two statements, you have to listen to both of them. And since he said oil and shlomim, he owes both of chal. How could both be chal? You have to sell it, and with the money, you have to buy both of them. But that's Rabbi Yosi Shita, even the end of the statement, you have to listen to. You can't just take the first part of the statement and stop right there. Right there, it's an oil. That's what you said first. In other words, the other svar is, the thing that you say first, that's what you mean first. That's what you mean. Then you want to have something second also. So if the second thing can't be, that can't be. But the first thing is, we have Yais and Reb Shimon holds no. A person doesn't mean what he says first, that's what he wants. And then he wants the second thing. No, he right away meant both things together. Just you can't speak out two in 1 second. So you have to say first one statement, then another statement. But the person at the beginning, when he started to say a rezu oila, he meant at the beginning, I don't want it to only be an oila. Or by mincha, I don't stam want to bring a mincha. At the beginning of my statement, I mean to say, I want this mincha to be from Bali. And Reb Shimon says, since there's no such mincha to be from barley, you're potter from a barley. So the kashrut of Shimon goes according to Reb Yosi. So Chura, since Reb Shimon holds like Reb Yosi, the other way also, let's say, Reb Yosi namasov lo Reb Shimon, that Reb Yosi also holds like Reb Shimon, that Hegdish is only chal if you say it in the normal manner. Whenever you're not makta something in a normal manner, it's not chal Hegdish at all. So our kashrut to this should be shared even according to Reb Yosi. What was Reb Yosi's makta that to this told the people in Rome, go take your kid and roast it Pesach by night? What's wrong with doing that? Since you can't make it Hegdish now when it's dead already, so it's not called Hegdish. So what should be Yosef? Have to tomorrow loy. I'll tell you, Reb Shimon, Sovolok Reb Yosi. That first part is true. Reb Shimon that says you go boss to the Gemar goes according to Reb Yosi. Of a loy, Reb Yosi, Sovolok Reb Shimon. I'll tell you that Reb Yosi does not hold like Reb Shimon. That by Hegdish, even though you say something, even though it's not the derech to be magdish that way, still something could be chal. Therefore, if you learn the man yom that said over the ma'aseh to this was Reb Yosi, it'll be good. According to Reb Yosi, it looks as if you're being making something hegdish. But according to Reb Shimon, it's shver. Reb Shimon holds there's no such hegdish here.
Yeah.
His rash also the gabi gedi. According to Reb Yosi, what we say here by this kid, mekulas nami. Afa gav dishloike derech hamakdishim. Even though right now it was Pesach by night, they took this meat, they were roasting it. They didn't speak out there should be korban. And even if they would say it now, it's dead meat already. The chori can't make a korban. Have a leg korav laachol kochim. Still is good. Why it looks like he did something wrong. He made the meat kochim. Bechutz. The ever yomer leh harezil the Pesach. Amri l'dimei Pesach komam. Because the Reb Yosi neighbor does know about Reb Shimon, will explain himself. When he meant to say this piece of meat should be for Korban Pesach, he didn't mean to say this meat gufa should be a Korban Pesach. Because that means no, you have to bring a live animal for Korban Pesach, you can't take a dead animal. No, what he meant to say is, this meat should have a kedusha on it, for the value of it, and then I'll sell it, and the money, I want the money to be for Korban Pesach. So that's what they meant to say. So they didn't mean to make this meat kochim. So if you eat this meat now before you poider it, it looks like eating kochim achutz. So according to Reb Yosi, it was good this ma'aseh. Why Tudis was doing something wrong. But according to Reb Shimon, it's a little bit shver. What was he doing wrong? So the Mari Boilihu. Tudis is Raimi. This person called Tudis. Gavra Radhevi. Was he a big Talmud Chochem, a chosh of a person? Or a Baal Lagrufim Hevi? Or maybe no, he was just a political person. He had a strong power. That's why they were afraid to put him into Nidui. But not because he was a Talmud Chochem. Toshma, come and bring your raya. I'll bring your raya with a Talmud Chochem. That Oidzu Dorish Tudis, Ish Roimi. He made a drosha. So you see, he knew how to learn. He dashed in Psukim. He dashed in like this, a famous drosha. Ma ro chananya mishov yazaria, shemosu atzma kushis Hashem. Lekif shenes. How did they know they were supposed to jump into the fire to let themselves be killed? Al kiddush Hashem. Even though the mice and nace happened and they were saved, but they jumped in to the kivshin shalais. How did Chananya Mishov Yazaya know to do this? Is Nosu, so Rashi learns the kasher is, Maro shloidoshu v'chai behem v'loi shiyamas behem. That really a person is not allowed to kill himself. Even though the goyim wants to do averis, the cloud is you're supposed to do the avera and keep yourself alive. There's only three averis that you're supposed to let yourself be killed and not do the averim. That's gila royis, not to do aznus, shvichas dorim, not to kill somebody else, and avoid the zoro. But not for these three averis. The law is you're not supposed to let yourself be killed. So the kashrut then here, how come they let themselves be killed? So Taisha speaks out, even though there the maaseh was, the Nebuchadnezzar wanted them to bow down to a statue, so the chur was an Indian of avoid the zoro. So Taisha says it wasn't an avoid the zoro there. Elian Dark Yoshosul Chovad Atzmai. He stand had a statue, the picture of himself. The Nebuchadnezzar had a statue he used to put around of himself as the beautiful art to make himself look nice. And he wanted people to bow down, not l'shem avoid the zora, but just to give him covered. So Mikuradin, that would have been mutter. So Takasha, why didn't they do it? Because they wanted to make Kiddush Hashem. They wanted Mekadosh Hashem's name. Then it's very good what Rashi says. How do they know they're allowed to do it? The Chur of the Apostle says, "V'chayim him. You're not allowed to let yourself be killed." So how were they allowed to throw themselves in the Kivshin Shalesh? So
So they say, so to this darshan that they made a kal v'chomer, not a kal v'chomer b'yatzo mitzvadayim. They made their own kal v'chomer from the frogs. From Mitzrayim, by the second makah svadayim, they took a kal v'chomer from the svadayim, from the frogs. What's the right from the frogs? Umat svadayim, she'ein mitzud v'makdushas Hashem. They have no chiyuv to mekadosh Hashem, the frogs. Ksibu still says by them, uvov olu b'vetechom. By the Makis Svadayon, the frogs went into the Mitzrayim's house. Over Tanurecha, they went inside the ovens. Over Mashar Rasechon, inside the doughs, inside the challah. Now, Amosai Misharis Mitzuyus Eitzel Tanur, when do we have the dough, the challah, next to the oven? Heviyoyme Bishor Shatanacham. That means right after it came out of the oven, or right before, when you want to bake it. If you have a not hot oven, that's when you have the dough next to the oven. And still the frogs went into these ovens also. So Chura, by jumping into the oven, the frogs should have killed themselves. So you see, the frogs were moist and nefesh to make Kiddushas Hashem. What did they do it for? Because with the tzibur, one of the makis was Tzvadeya, to go all over. So Onu, or the Hanani Mishon Zayah said, us ourselves, Shem Esuvim HaKiddushas Hashem, we do have a mitzvah to Mekadosh Hashem's name. Halachas Kama V'Kama. For sure and for sure, we have the chiyuv to Mekadosh Hashem's name. So the raya from the Tzvadayim was, what's the raya? The other had a tzibu to go into the ovens. The terrace was, Hashem didn't tell any frog which one to go into the ovens. Each frog could have said, I'll just go into the bedroom. I'll just go into the kitchen. I'll go into the refrigerator better. No frog was told directly to jump into the stove. No, whoever the frog jumped into the stove, he did it by himself. He wanted to be Mekadosh Hashem. So Hanani Mishal says also, you see there's such an Indian to be Mekadosh Hashem. But the hide them, right. The kasha is still right. The chur Rashi's kasha, what's the terrace of Rashi's kasha? The chur frogs don't have any chiyah to hide them. A frog doesn't have a chiyah to keep himself alive. Mashenke, Chanan, Rishor, Vazaya had a chiyah to keep himself alive. So what was how was he allowed to do it? So Bissel Shrelach, yeah, it's Bissel Shrelach. The Chaim Shulevitz and the Shmuz wants to say that the pshat is that it's at the sound that Medrash brings down the Tzvadayim. Afterwards, all the Tzvadayim were killed. The only Tzvadayim that stood alive was the Tzvadayim that jumped into the Tanner. The ones that were Moist and Nefesh, they thought they were going to be killed. Those were the ones that stayed alive. Those were the only Tzvadayim that stayed alive. Since they were ready to give up their life, Hashem saved them. All the other frogs were killed. So he wants to say, that's what Hanani Mishovi Azai learned out of Kabbalah from here. That if a person is moist and nefesh, really, l'shem shemayim, he's for sure will be saved. So therefore, either the pasuk says v'chaydem, in the case where you know for sure you're giving up your life, akdushas Hashem l'shmo, you'll zicha be saved. So Chanan Mishal v'shayim knew they'll be saved. That's why they're allowed to do it. If they would have had a stuff that they'll be killed, true. V'chaydem says you can't let yourself be killed. You have to keep yourself alive. But they learned out from the Svadayim, just like the Svadayim, the only frogs that stayed alive were the ones that jumped into the Tanner. So you see, if you're Moshe Nefesh, Mamas Hashem Shemayim, not just to be saved. If the cloud list ain't Soim Chamal Neis, you're not supposed to say, I'll be Moshe Nefesh, I know for sure I'll be saved. That you're not supposed to do. You have to be Moshe Nefesh, really Hashem Shemayim, even if it means to kill yourself. In such a life, if you do it Mamas Hashem Shemayim, then for sure you'll be saved. How do they know they'll be saved? That's the learned out from the Svadayim. They saw they were saved. Right, but the kasha is a good kasha. Right. A cold point, you see, he made this rosh to this. So who you see is a big Talmud Chochem. So. But Rav Yosef Rav Avin Omar, Mato Maloyi Lekisho Tamir Chomim. Know what he used to do, Hoya? He used to, Rashi says, he used to nois saints chero Tamir Chomim. He used to give business to Tamir Chomim, Lishtakir Bo. That they should become rich from it. He used to help out the Talmid Chachamim, make a livelihood. The Yomer Rav Yechinin, Kol Amato Maloi Lekis Talmid Chachamim. Whoever helps out a Talmid Chachamim, makes a living, is Zoycha V'yoshev Yeshiva Shemala. He'll be Zoycha to sit in Yeshiva Shemala in Shemayim. Shenem when the Pesach says, Ki B'tzel HaChochmo B'tzel HaKesef. Shashi B'tzel HaChochmo. V'mechitzas HaChochmo Yikonei Zeh Shaneyo Menchosev. Hey, somebody that gave away from his property, his money, he gave to Talmid Chachamim to have Hanor to live in this world, he'll be Zeicha to have the Tzel of Chochmah in Shemayim. He'll be Zeicha to sit in Yeshiva Shemala. Right. Mokim Shinogo Lahadlik Es Haner B'leil Yom HaKippurim Adlikim. If the minig of your place is on Yom Kippur by night, that the ladies, the women, white neighbors, let them light. Mokim shnagu shkar lahadlik ein madlikin. If the minig in your place is not to, you don't have to. So I will warm the first time, what's the reason why we do, why we don't? It's on Shabbos, you're supposed to light as einig Shabbos, as kovid as Shabbos. But Yom Kippur, you don't have that. There's no gin kovid or einig on Yom Kippur. So it's only a minig to light neris. We'll soon see why yes, why not. Or madlikim about the kinesis, about the midrashis. You're supposed to light in the base of medrash, in the base of kinesis, but they should be able to daven there. Or mavoyis are fallen. If you have a dark alley, people shouldn't trip there. If somebody is sick also, he needs a light, push to keep him alive, to give him some security, you should have a light by a sick person. Whether you say you are supposed to light on Yom Kippur by night, they're both meant for the same shot. What does that mean, Rashi says? The people that had a minhag to light neiros in the house, Yom Kippur, is ba'anoigim shtar lahadlik, but niskav lo dover echad. La'af mishatsu mishkav isha. The ikka kavona was, it's also the tashmash shamita on Yom Kippur, so they wanted to do something to remember not to have tashmash shamita Yom Kippur by night. His oimim lahadlik, the people that said to light in there, mishum dienodim mishamish mitos lirhaner. If there's light in the room, you're not allowed to have tashmash shamita. So if Adavka let the candles light in their bedrooms, they shouldn't have tashmash. The oimim shtar lahadlik, the people that said no, it's better not to light in there. Sovereign, kishaner doilik royas ishtoy mesavolo. They held it's better not to have the candle burning in the house, because you'll have the candle burning in the house. Faket, you'll see your wife, and you'll have time to have tashmish with them, and your kippah you're not supposed to. So both monogam are telling the same thing. So both monogam is not to have tashmish. One held is better to have the light. One held is better not to have the light. Omer Rav Yeshua, Darish Rava. V'yameh kulam tzadikim le'olam yishuwaritz. That means, bein shermu lahadlik, bein shermu shal lahadlik, shneinu neskav le'enu l'dob rachim. Echo. They both meant the same thing. Oma Rav Yudah Mashmuel, ein mevorchin al or, ele b'maitsoy Shabbos. We only make a barim yoreish, only on maitsoy Shabbos. Hoye l'tchilas b'riyosahu. Because that's when light was created. Light was first created, I mean fire, was first created on maitsoy Shabbos. Therefore, zeichah for the brias of or, we make a barim yoreish on your maitsoy Shabbos. The chori means to say is not on maitsoy Yom Kippur. On maitsoy Yom Kippur, you don't have to make a brachom, only on maitsoy Shabbos. Omalei Yehu Saba Vitema Rabba Barbachona Yasha. You're right. Rashi Shapa Karmid. V'chein Rabbi Yechon Vlegasin Yasha. V'chein Am Rabbi Yechon. That you're right. Only on Maitzoy Shabbos do we make a bracha the first time we see a fire. Ula have a rochid chamra. Ula was riding a donkey. The Ozal he was going Rabbi Shokel V'Yozal Rabbi Abba Miminoi. Rabbi Abba was walking on Ula's right side. V'Rabba Barbachona Mismoila. And Rabbi Barbachona was walking on his left side. Omalei Rav Abba Ula. So Rav Abba asked Ula, "Vade the Amrisu Mishmed Rav Yechon? Is it true that you sell from the name of Rav Yechonon a Mevorchin Alor Elab Maitzoy Shabbos? Is it true that they sell from you that you said Rav Yechonon says you only make a brach on fire only on Maitzoy Shabbos? And why? Hoylo Tchilas Briyosahu, because that's when fire was first created. Is it true? Is Hoda Ula?
Yes, Hoda Ula. Chaza Bei Barava Barbachona Bishus." His Ula looked at Rabbi Barbachana with an angry face. In other words, you said like that in the name of Rabbi Yechon, but I didn't say like that because Rabbi Yechon doesn't hold like this. Omalei Ula said, "Ano, me myself, lav ho amri, I did not say it here because Avad Rabbi Yechon is moide even on Maitzoy Yom Kippur you have to make a bar miresh. Elo aho amri, this is what I said his name over. Rabbi Yechon's halacha. Titoni tone kamed Rabbi Yechon." He doesn't, Tana said the name in front of Rabbi Yechonin. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Weimer, Yoyim HaKippurim Shechal Liyas B'Shabbos, when Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, after Mokim Shor Mushtel, Hadlik, even with the Minig, not to light Nerus, we have in the Mishnah, still now Madlikim, Mifnei Kovra Shabbos. The Yoni Rabbi Yechonin, Rabbi Yechonin answers back, no, Basraim, Vechom Moisim, Nechom still Aser, even though with Shabbos, but the heals, the doubt of Shem Kippur, there's no Indian of Oynik Shabbos on Yom Kippur. Is Omele Adar Te Korelei Rabbi Yosef, is he said on the end of this Pasuk, Maim Amukim Eitzab Levish. Alright, we'll continue on. Tomorrow, Mr. Shem. The Teish just asked the Kasha, the Baran Teish is, why don't we take and make a brach every time we see the Or? The Chura having Hanoah. The Teish answers, as Hanoah, we only make a brach if Hanoah that goes inside the goof. But yet the Or doesn't go inside the goof, we don't have to make a brach on. Only the first time on Maitzvah Shabbos, as the Briya, that's the time when it was curated. Yeah, but then Tosfos says, V'yaf agav, to mevorchen al or hashemish b'chol yoyim, every day in the morning we make a bracha yoytze or yoytze moiris, mishrum shemachadish b'chol yoyim, because that's something that happens every single day, it's mechadish b'chol yoyim, that's why we make such a bracha. But a regular hanoh, something that we have enjoyment from, we only make a bracha on enjoyment that goes inside the body, that the body is nana from. And that's from or, that's not considered the body has hanoh from. In this last line of the Gemara, just Omalei, Uli answered back, Adate Kori Olei. In other words, on this, Adate, Rashi says, means Zois Te Zu, Ani Moide Shomer Rav Yechna. On this Memra Moide, Rav Yechna Taka said like this. So on this, the Gemara says, Kori Olei Rav Yosef, the Postek, Mai Mamuche Meitza Blevish. Rashi said, Zu Ula. The Gemara said, Dashan, alright, we'll stop here. Right, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the last Lach tomorrow, Mitzvashim.
It's always something new.
Yeah, we're holding Nafnun Dalet. We're holding. Yeah, Nafnun Dalet. Just last Gemara, Nafnun Gimel Mabez, was again the Shiloh that Ula chap that Rabbi Babachonah made a mistake, and that Rabbi Yechanan didn't say it, that you don't have to make a brocha on Moitzoy Yom Kippur. So Gemara says, last Pasuk was, Kori Yalei Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef called, said this Pasuk. The Pasuk says, that sometimes you could have an eitzah, you could take counsel just in your heart.